good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. A real special treat. I usually am not here. George Friend is going to come in and fill in after me. I'm here for about 30 minutes with one of our favorites. As this story broke, meaning the coronavirus story, the emails we got, the questions we got, invariably they turned to at some point, what does Daniel Estulin think? Where is Daniel Estulin on this? Well, Daniel Estulin's been out of the country at an undisclosed location, not in hibernation or anything, but it's been hard for him to get him. We've rigged up a couple coconuts and a wire, Gilligan's Island style, and we were able to get him on. I thought it was very important that we have him. He is, of course, a geopolitical strategist. He is a conceptual engineer. He's a genius. So excited to have him on. So excited to call him a friend. Daniel Estulin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm on the beach, in case anyone is wondering, having a really bad time, quote unquote, getting all this quarantine, global quarantine, because I knew this was coming. It was a question of getting out of Canada, you know, with enough time to spare before they shut the borders down.
Are you in danger of giving the fish a virus there? Is there any cross species spread there or what? That's what I want to know.
Not at all.
All right.
I mean, if you read the mainstream media, yes, but if if our brains work well, then we should understand that no, they don't work like that.
All right, we only got 30 minutes, so let's get right to it. Let me start off kind of a little different question people probably expect. What is going on with Bill Gates and the WHO? What's the deal there?
Well, I think the bigger question, even the Bill Gates and the World Health Organization, is the fact that Trump is finally cutting off funding to the World Health Organization, which is a globalist organization created by the Rockefellers way back when, over 70 years ago, in 1948, I believe it was, and run today by the deep state, whose frontman is Bill Gates. Now, if you look at all the stuff that's happening, you know, exactly what is it that World Health Organization do? Well, their main objective, you know, is the Rockefeller Kissinger agenda, Memorandum 200, to sterilize as many people, women as they can, and to kill as many people as they can using vaccines. For example, Kenya's Catholic bishops, they're charging two United Nations organizations working with the World Health Organization with sterilizing millions of girls and women under the cover of an anti-tetanus inoculation program. So, again, the tetanus vaccination campaign, which is a well-coordinated, forceful population control, mass sterilization exercise, birth control vaccines promoted by this task force on birth control by the World Health Organization. It's a vaccine whose purpose is to achieve non-pregnancy where ordinary could occur. So there's a task force on birth control vaccines at World Health Organization, Daniel. And so there are several papers from prestigious journals which focused on a hormone called human chorionic gonadotropin B. I'm sure I didn't pronounce it well, but that's how it is. There's a heading in the FACEP paper called Ability of Antibodies to Neutralize the Biological Activities of HCG. And the authors are trying to discover whether a state of non-fertility can be achieved by blocking the normal activity of this HCG. The Kissinger Memorandum 200, which talked about sterilization rather than food aid, this is, again, going way back when. And in the memorandum, I'm citing, you know, as it was written in the document, the true concern was that the maintenance of U.S. access to third world resources, that's what Kissinger and Rockefellers, they're all concerned about. They worry that the political consequences of population growth in the third world could produce internal instability. So with famine and food riots and the breakdown of social order in such countries, the Kissinger memo warns that the smooth flow of needed materials will be jeopardized. In other words, too many people equals disruption for the transnational corporations who steal nations from the very people. So does this remind you of what is happening, for example, right now in the Western world, be it Europe, United States, Canada? Of course, it is lockdown, border sealed. So again, this is the same thing we saw in West Africa with the Ebola crisis, the alleged Ebola crisis. Okay. Now, again, if you kind of go back to some of the World Health Organization sponsored programs, such as sterilization programs, there were unconfirmed reports, both from the Philippines and Mexico, in the 1990s, of course, now has been confirmed, that the tetanus vaccination programs, which were supposedly administered only to women of childbearing age, involved multiple injections. Now, the tetanus vaccine protocols indicate that with one injection is good for 10 years. So when you have these multiple injections, it would indicate another motive for the vaccination, such as the anti-fertility effect, for example, planted in the vaccines. I can go on and on. I know we only have like half an hour, 25 minutes. So, but it gives you an idea that the World Health Organization is not about protecting the human life on the planet Earth. It has a different, very dark agenda, and Trump cutting off funding is a first step in actually getting these people out of business.
Let me ask a follow-up question. If Bill Gates and the WHO is touting this potential new vaccine coming, oh, new normal won't exist until we have a vaccine. Listening to you, I should never take that vaccine that they're going to push.
You should probably never take that vaccine because, again, one of the things about coronavirus is the forced vaccination programs. It's the, you know, big data, new electronic passports. You know, in the future, Daniel, you're not going to have a passport. You're going to have this electronic passport that's going to have your vaccination programs and to see if it's up to date. You will need that, you know, to offer your medical, you know, electronic passport. For you to travel, for you to buy food, for you to get married, for you to die in peace, for you to be able to buy a home, to get a loan. I mean, this is the same thing we've talked about a year ago about the new social rating that they have in China. Well, the same thing is being implemented right now in the United States, in Canada, and Western Europe. And again, the whole point is that it's apparently being done for us, but we understand how the elite work. And the whole point of these programs is not about control, helping humanity, but rather controlling humanity. And again, we have another proof of that. The Rockefeller Foundation, back in 2010, they wrote their own report on the possible epidemic scenarios for the year 2012. And one of these things actually foresaw for February 2012. You know, this global pandemic, which will last 3 years, kill 7.5 million people. And needless to say, we'll need draconian measures for us, humanity, in other words, to stop this pandemic from spreading with all the necessary precautions such as vaccinations, microchipping of humanity, et cetera, et cetera. And for those people who still have the gall to say, Daniel Eschel is a conspiracy theory, I want you to look to your left and to your right and realize that 5.5 billion people on the planet Earth have been locked up in their homes. You have been locked up, something that we've been talking about since my first book on the Bilderbergers came out back in the year 2005.
You're kind of answering the question, but let's go a little further. What is the end game of this? What is the not-so-hidden agenda with this coronavirus? I mean, where is this going?
That's a good question. Let me explain it to you. Let me tell you a little story. So the point of what we're seeing today is we have a global economic collapse. It's a systemic collapse, meaning it's not a sector of the economy, but the entire global financial political edifice is in a state of collapse. The global debt, if you keep in mind, you know, everything that's owned is about $4 quadrillion. That's 4 and 15 zeros. So the best way to write off that amount of money is what's called force majeure. So you have some kind of a natural occurring event, being, I don't know, a meteorite hitting the planet Earth, this, you know, gigantic earthquake which wipes out half of humanity, thermonuclear war, Godzilla coming out of the bottom of the sea, you know, and making its presence felt, or some kind of a coronavirus. So they tried, you know, thermonuclear war because large wars, not some piddly little regional war in the Middle East, a global thermonuclear war would kill 4 or 5 billion people, which is fine as far as the elite is concerned, okay? And it allows you, gives you the excuse to write off $4 quadrillion. You just write it off and nobody owns anybody anything, and that's, you know, Bob's your uncle. They tried that, so they killed Soleimani on the 3rd of January. Who is they? The global deep state. Okay, it doesn't matter the names, it's irrelevant. We're looking at things conceptually right now. But because, you know, we didn't have the thermonuclear war. Why? Because nobody wanted to deal with the consequences. You had the Russians and the Americans, the Chinese, the Iranians, the Turks were there. Everybody's there. But nobody wanted the thermonuclear war because they understood the consequences of that. Okay, it's a dirty war, which will have long-lasting effects on the planet Earth for us and obviously for them. And so they have this plan B. And plan B, again, Godzilla, they couldn't find him, okay? They sent him an email, didn't reply. Meteorite, you know, just wasn't there. They couldn't count on it either. So they have this coronavirus thing. Now, let me tell you a little story, which I made up, but 99% of it is true. You have a group of people, very powerful people, Doesn't matter what their names are, okay, above government and presidents and prime minister level. They understand that the global collapse is upon us. It's a systemic collapse of the entire system. What we're seeing right now, we've only seen twice in the history of mankind, between the 4th and the 6th centuries, when the old Roman order collapsed and feudalism came about, and then in the 16th century, when feudalism died and capitalism came about. And this is the end of a system. So they said, if this goes through, humanity will blame us because we're responsible. That's no good. So they create this vaccine, and they go to the general director of the World Health Organization. It doesn't matter what his name is. Okay, it could be this guy, it could be any guy. And they say to him, look, they explain to him the financial situation, and they say, look, we need to have a force majeure to write off these $4 quadrillion debt and have the global governments, America, Canada, Europe, et cetera, save us from what we have done. So what we need to do, we have this virus, and we're going to launch this. We're going to call it a pandemic, but we have the antidote already. Bill Gates have it made, and don't worry, everything is fine. Nobody's going to really die. All we need to do is for you, the World Health Organization, as the World Health Authority, because people are dumb and they'll believe anything you say, to call this a pandemic. So the guy says, you guys are insane. Do you understand what you're saying? So they sweeten the pot. They say, look, we're going to give you, World Health Organization, $300 billion. It doesn't matter. It could be five. It could be a trillion. These are pieces of colored paper you print. It's irrelevant. If it says yes, great. If it says no, then they go to the next step. And the next step is they say, look, okay, we're going to give $300 billion to the World Health Organization, and we're going to give you personally $100 million, which we'll deposit in any bank account you want. If he says, okay, let's do it, we'll call it a pandemic. Wonderful. If he says no, then they sweeten the pot further. They say, look, we're going to give you a Nobel Peace Prize. We gave it to Obama. I mean, we can give it to you. It doesn't really matter. If he says yes, great. If he says no, then they put real pressure. They say, look, we're going to kill you, as we've killed so many other presidents of the United States and other countries. I mean, we're behind 9/11. The stupid Americans believed it because some media put it on the cover that was Bin Laden out of his cave in Afghanistan. So we can do that, and we'll put somebody else in your place who will do exactly what we tell them. And so the man or the woman, whoever is in charge, realizes that, you know, he's really between a rock and a hard place. I mean, he could die and not get anything out of it, or he could go along, get his Nobel Peace Prize, $100 million, live, you know, as a good Samaritan for the rest of his life and be considered the savior of humanity. So he goes along. So now we have the World Health Organization in the bag, officially willing to call this a pandemic. But now you need presidents of countries to come along. How do you do that? Because again, this isn't some, you know, petty little conspiracy of four old geezers sitting in a dark room holding hands, staring at a crystal ball, pressing some buttons, you know, and calling for world domination. It's a much easier process, because the entire edifice of world media corporations and mainstream media is controlled and owned by the military industrial complex, meaning billionaires and trillionaires who control the world from behind the scenes. Through media, you can put, you know, a surmountable amount of pressure on all the presidents and governments of the countries. You can make presidents fall, okay, and replace them with someone else. You don't even need to kill them. You just tell the country that this man is a menace to their country, and as a result of his neglect, so many hundreds of thousands of people will die as a result of this false pandemic. So most presidents go along. Those who don't, I promise that they will not win the following elections. And those who do and pronounce the magic words pandemic, they'll be given incredible amounts of money by the United Nations, by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the Hudson Institute, by the Bilderbergers, by just name any one of these global organization, liberal banking financier groups. It doesn't matter. And this, how this pandemic works, it's very, very easy. So again, the point is, you have a global systemic collapse. You need somehow, okay, find a way out of this. They tried nuclear war. That didn't work. They still have this $4 quadrillion debt hanging over them. What do? Godzilla didn't come. So they go for the next best thing. They go for coronavirus. And you know, again, if you look at the Rockefeller...
You know, let me interject. I didn't come up with this idea, but, you know, we got some emails and what have you. And this, the thought came to me. I want to run it by you. Just listening to you, I'm really stunned. I hate to even interrupt you there, but, We should do something like there's a webinar, you know, multi-hour webinar where people all over the world can come see you on video and you answer questions. Your perspective on this is so different than corporate media, and it's so needed right now. You are telling an accurate depiction, and what everything else we're seeing is a lie of what this is, what we can do, what the future. Would you do a webinar or something like that? Would you be interested in something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I get literally hundreds of emails every day, most of them from America, people saying, what do we do now? How do I protect my family? Where do we get our food from? Do I go live abroad? How do I get a second passport? Do I keep my money in the bank? Do I, you know, exchange my dollars, you know, to physical gold and silver? How do I hide it somewhere? These are the kinds of things people want to know. But I can tell you something else, Daniel. Right now, what's really, really important for people to understand is that family unity is the most important thing you can, as a point of departure. I saw a statistic yesterday, the day before, which really unnerved me. It said that there's an increase of 47% in the divorce rates in America over the past month. In other words, these old rivalries are coming to the fore where husband is, you know, a lot of finger pointing. You said that, he said that, she said that, you cheated on me, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law. So all this kind of stuff and coming out and people are splitting up. If you want to survive today, in what's coming down right now, because it hasn't even started. It hasn't started. What people are seeing, like, for example, my family, my parents, who are now old, they're in the 80s, and they live in Toronto, Canada, and their friends who for years have been laughing at all the stuff I've been talking about, and again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a doctor of conceptual intelligence. You know, they're calling my parents and saying, ask your son when this thing is going to go away. As if I had a magic wand can make this coronavirus thing go away. They don't understand that it hasn't started. It's a prelude to the first act. It's a drinky poo you're given when you come to someone's party. Then you're going to sit down. There's going to be the first course, second, third, fourth, fifth, etc. This thing really is going to start in September. So we have literally what's left of April, May, June, July, and a bit of August. We have about 3.5 months. Okay, to get our stuff together, understand what's coming down, okay, get ready, because in September we're going to have the first serious wave of collapse. And what's coming is going to be twice as bad as the Great Depression. We have never seen, there's no person alive on the planet Earth today who's come in contact with anything remotely similar to this. And I'm not talking about the Great Depression because this is going to be greater. Much greater than the Great Depression. 90% of businesses will fail. 90% of people won't have a job. And that's one of the reasons why the global elite wanted a thermonuclear war. Because if you have the new, because one of the things about coronavirus, which we can talk about in the webinar, because it's important, okay? Because the whole point is what you're seeing right now is a change. Yes, a very violent change from one technological paradigm to another. We went from the fourth techno paradigm, meaning industrial economy, okay, to post-industrial, where suddenly the industrialists, the engineers, they were no longer interested. They were looked at as losers. And suddenly the bank managers, you know, the insurance brokers, lawyers, exactly. Suddenly these were the white collar, these were the in people. They were driving the fancy cars. They were having the fancy jobs. They were having the best-looking women, quote-unquote, because looks have nothing to do with the best woman, especially in the crisis we're living with right now. And now we're seeing that these people are going to be taken out of the equation because we're going to the sixth techno-paradigm. What is the sixth techno-paradigm? It's robotics. It's artificial intelligence. It's a virtual world. It's 3D printing, et cetera, et cetera. So in this world, okay, which is trans-industrial, you're not going to need these people anymore. And suddenly you find yourself that industrialists were replaced by lawyers, managers, bankers, financiers, you know, with luxury item services, you know, fancy cell phones, entire industries built for the Chinese millionaires to come in and swap anything they can for, you know, for it doesn't matter how much money. These people are gone. So 90% of people won't have anything to do. And so by trying to kill 5-6 billion people, it solves one of the key problems for the global elite. It also solves another key problem. You can write up debts and responsibilities, say it's not us, there's a global thermonuclear war, because everything else was fine. But because they couldn't get that going, and you still have the problem of 8 billion people, and you still have the problem of a new techno paradigm coming at us. Okay? And again, these are the kinds of things we can talk about, we can discuss in a webinar. And most importantly, we will give people the roadmap, because they need a map to try to navigate this, because none of us have ever seen anything like it. And the mainstream media, because they're part of the liberal banking financier order, only have one vision of the people who today are on their deathbed.
Do you, you know, this is a very maybe stark reality that you're presenting to people. Do you, I see that this is an opportunity. This, we can get away, like the, all these lawyers and all this post-industrial economy and all these managers and all these people who produce nothing, who do nothing but just feed off, they're like parasites. We can have, we have a chance here to make them all go away and to go back into or go towards something else and ascend towards something.
They're going to go away anyways. Because again, the, any kind of change from one model to another, historically, if you kind of look at it historically, no change from one level of technology to another has ever happened without some kind of very violent war or conflict. So this is going to be no different. It doesn't have to be a thermonuclear war or World War II-like conflict. Because what you see with coronavirus, okay, it's a new, call it hybrid warfare 6.0. Okay, it's bacteriological war. And what you're seeing is, again, they can kill people with pinpoint accuracy. Be it, you know, by their, you know, DNA, by the age group, you know, by their race, by their creed, by their haplogroups, area of the population of the planet Earth. They can do that right now. And it's much easier to do that. And this is the kind of stuff we're going to be seeing more and more in the future. So when I hear people like in Latin America talk about, we have 500,000, you know, soldiers and partisans willing to fight, they don't understand.
Hold on, Daniel. Todd, kill that commercial. Go to 30 after. Let's go 2 more minutes. Go 2 more minutes and start the commercial
anyway,
again. We
what
got
I'm,
two
what
minutes.
I'm saying is, just to finish, is the fact is that future wars, and they finally, the elite realize that. They don't need to kill soldiers. Okay? They can, with pinpoint accuracy and bacteriological wars, kill as many people as they want from 100,000 miles away and not suffer any consequences. And this is what we're seeing now. It doesn't matter who's behind coronavirus. The Americans, the British, the Chinese, it doesn't matter. All of them are getting something out of this. But most importantly, Daniel, what we're seeing globally is that the elite who understand that the collapse is coming. And in the United States, you've never seen anything like this. But in the Soviet Union, we saw this in 1991. So what you're seeing right now in America, we lived through in Russia in 1991, meaning we went to sleep in one country, we woke up in another, Russia. Meaning that the day we woke up in another country, we lost all our savings that we've ever had. 40% of the population went from having something to having zero. And as a result, 25 million people killed themselves, dragged themselves to death, you know, jumped off buildings. This is coming to America, and you have to prepare for it. And if we do this webinar, we're going to give people the ways out of this so that they and their family, their loved ones, can survive and navigate. We can't do this individually. We have to work this as a community.
Let's do it. I think this is very important. We'll do it. We'll put it together, have a, you know, some kind of nominal fee for it. We'll make it pretty extensive, and people can ask questions. Let's do it, Daniel. This is so important right now.
Exactly.
All right, we got about 20 seconds. A ray of hope. Just give us a little sparkle of hope of something we need to consider right now.
There is a way out, because, again, no matter how hard they try, the world is not going to die. It's just the old parasitical order is dying. What they want to do, they want to take all of us to hell with them. We won't let them do that. Okay? Knowledge is power, and we will survive.
There we go. Look, this whole show, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's our mission here at the Power Hour. Daniel Estlin, it's been an absolute pleasure. English.danielestlin.com is the website. And we're going to get on this and have a great time on the beach, and we'll see what we can do. George Friend coming up on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Thank you, Daniel. Stay right there. Let's talk about something really important. Eye Complex CS, the eyes.
The eye is the window to your vision, perhaps your soul.
The Eye Complex formula that you've created, how is this different than the other 20 or 30 that are out there?
Many of the 20 or 30 have copper in them. Copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's, of cognitive decline.
Somebody thinking about taking this eye complex, it's relatively inexpensive. Future cataract problems, macular degeneration problems.
Definitely will reduce the risk, and in 20% of people. So, I mean, that's enough to be valuable. Plus, you need vitamins anyway because you don't know what's in your food.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
We've had other people on talk about the research on selenium dealing with cancer, that it actually lowers the risk of death by cancer almost 50%. There was a big lawsuit in, I think, America about that, which they actually won, that they're able to put that on the bottle. Selenium has far-reaching properties I never even knew about.
Selenium does, yeah. It sure does. Usually you're going to find selenium at around 200 micrograms per serving. It is kind of controversial sometimes. I think you can go up to 600 micrograms daily. So what I would do would be to do 200 micrograms in the morning, 200 micrograms in the afternoon, and then another 200 micrograms maybe later in the afternoon.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and from the shores to the shores beyond. We welcome you to your liberation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the next hour is going to be one of America's top patriots, of course, Jack Mullen, who writes for the Government Rag, is probably one of the greatest thinkers and orators that we have around to deal with the hard and fast facts that we have to deal with in this present age, which is the end of the biblical age and the beginning of the Antichrist age. We are moving from a period of flesh and blood to a period of microchips and circuits. This is being forced upon us.
You don't have a choice. You are placed in bondage under house arrest. And we need a Moses to come and tell Pharaoh, who could very well be Mr. Gates in this generation, to let us go. We need that special staff to bring miracles so that we may find our liberation. And hopefully we do find our liberation. I was just shocked to get a message from one of my oldest contacts in the United States about the Satanists, Luciferians, doing their ceremony in the state capitol in Washington State. And that was March 6th. It's an older message. But even still, there's no social distancing there, believe me. And everybody's in their black robes and garbs saluting Satan. Is there any wonder why America is under attack? Is there any wonder? Do you remember in the past they set up a monument? The Arch of Baal was erected in Washington, D.C. Baal is like the child sacrifice god. And in front of the Arkansas State Legislature, they put up a satanic symbol with children in front of it. It looks just like Satan as portrayed in the special movie miniseries, Childhood's End. It's also a novel that the aliens that came down, the overseers, were Satan. And I believe that there is that hidden force. I've been telling you about that since I came back to Power Hour. The Lord has revealed many things to me about things like this. It is upon you now. Do you remember I played a clip of Sophia? You can find that on the internet. The little cyborg creature, who is actually a citizen now in Saudi Arabia. And what did she say when asked? What is your purpose? What do you plan to do? Kill all the people. What part of it don't you understand? She wasn't programmed to lie. It's probably the first time the truth was ever spoken on corporate mainstream media. And then her so-called brother or other machine built by the same hands, Han, added, our only defense is turn off the power. And then he laughs, but you won't do that, will you? And we won't. Because we're anesthetized into like some brain-dead tranquility that we can't get out of. So on radio here in Ontario, they say all the time on all the corporate media, stop the spread of COVID-19, stop the spread. You know how you stop the spread? Turn off the flipping TV sets. Turn off mainstream radio. Cancel your subscriptions to the newspaper. Guess what? You just stop the spread because this is a mind control virus, a psychological operation to get you to submit to the powers and principalities of the world that is to be. And I had no reservation after reading the book The Day After Roswell about what the World Wide Web is. It's a trap. It's a web like a spider web to catch you. Well, you're caught. Now you're caught, and they can come along that web any old time now and bite you or release you as they see fit. But Colonel Corso, the author, who I believe was a devout Christian man, said very, very clearly that they're building the beast brain. True News reported that from the 2019 Madrid, Spain mobile phone conference, and that you'll be inserted with a chip, you'll have an IP number like a computer, and you'll be controlled. Piece of news I just got now. Elon Musk's neural link brain interface ready in months. So they show a sample, and you got this little piece of plastic behind your ear. And that's what's going to hook you up to the neural link. When they first brought in these earbuds, because they said you can't talk and drive at the same time on your cell phones, which for me was good kick in the teeth because I did most of my talking on long drives in rural areas because I had nothing else much to do. And it really cut my communication time with people. But as soon as they brought out them little earbuds, I said, you just wait. That'll be your hookup to the mainframe in time. And that's at Technocracy News. And I think you all know about Technocracy with the fomenter of that website being a guest on Power Hour many, many times. I also had a bizarre phone call yesterday, and I don't answer my phone. I just kind of like throw it away somewhere and hope I can find it later if I need to, because I told you that last year too. I don't have a spy phone. I got like the oldest kind of phone I can get my hands on, and you got to really sometimes look for one of those. They are spy phones. They're spying on you. They're tattling on you. They're recording everything you do. If you were at war, this would be like 10,000 Benedict Arnolds giving away your position, getting all your forces slaughtered, having your family taken away, tortured, and put to death. That's what your spy phone's going to do to you. Because now, as Daniel said Tuesday, like you cross the state line right away, Pepas, please. You know, the Gestapo man's on your phone. Pepas, Pepas, please. Where's your certificate? Have you got the mark of the beast? And what did I say to do with them? Throw them in the air and use them for trap shooting. Blow the living, can't say that word, out of them. Because that's what's going to kill you. Why do you want to keep something close to you that's going to kill you? I have no idea. But anyway, I got a weird phone call. I looked up, because you get junk phone calls all the time, but this one was from China, because I was wondering why the phone number was so long, and it was the big artificial intelligence technology company, Tencent. I don't know what they were calling me for, but strange things happen in the world. And the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, we got news on the Power Hour website about them torching 50 towers in England. So when I saw it the first time, these 5G towers, like all the soccer hooligans got together and just having a contest to see which, because you can't play soccer, right? So which team's going to do better at knocking these suckers down, right? And I go, hey, power to you, brother. Power to you. Let's do a time warp. Let's bring George Washington and the Continental Army to the future. Because if we sent our generation to the past, we'd all be British subjects, kissing the Queen's hand and bowing down and groveling for our bread. Because this generation doesn't have the cojones that that generation has. So we'll bring George Washington, the Continental Army, here. What do you think he would do? I don't think there'd be a 5G tower standing anywhere, if I have any idea what George Washington was. And I'll tell you something else. George Washington had a passion for traitors and to insert them in a rope and use them for decorations as required. He said it didn't matter how cute and cuddly they were. A traitor to the Republic, a traitor to the Continental Army, a traitor to the cause was hung. You can look online. You can see, you know, there's a couple of his death warrants are still around where the supreme penalty was paid by the traitors. So I imagine if George Washington was alive, he would know what the enemy is. And a lot of the buildings that house TV companies would probably be empty. And a lot of the trees outside would probably be full. Because he wouldn't tolerate this treason to destroy the Republic or even a chance to have the Republic. That's what his generation would have done. They were real scrappers. A big piece of news came along yesterday. We're just lucky that, you know, I tuned into the BBC and was just listening to it before supper yesterday. And then, you know, I heard a story about Saudi forces killing a man who refused to give up his property. So nobody knows what that means, really, except me, because I talked about that last year, too. The real Mount Sinai is in Saudi Arabia. And they made a documentary film about it. I tried to get a hold of people who did it. They never answered back. But the king of Saudi Arabia has put a big fence around that place. Won't let anybody in, especially if you're an infidel like us. You can't even get close. And they proved that that's the place that Moses crossed. That is the mountain. All the little cows engravings are on the stone. The wells are there. The broken big cow statue's there. The top of the mountain is burned black. You see, anytime you have a treasure, a real treasure, you keep it hidden and secret. And you give out a false place to tell people so that no one gets the real Megillah. That's just classic. Sir Francis Drake coded all his maps. He'd be off like several degrees, longitude and latitude, of anywhere he went, so that it wouldn't mean anything to you if you got these maps. That's the way the world works in reality. The Saudi king is going to build a city severalfold bigger than New York City. It's going to be a complete artificial intelligence city called NEOM. It has to be done by 2030 for his vision 2030. So NEOM is a play on New vision. Isn't that interesting? It's going to flatten the place where Moses got the commandments, flatten the place where he got to look at the promised land, and turn it into the robotic city. And we use AI. Look AI up in your Bible. That was another city destroyed by God. Hint, 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 hint. So if they smash that mountain down, will that close the portal forever? Or if we were able to go up top, can we say we're sorry and get to the beyond? Very, very important things are coming for us. One of the things about 5G that looks interesting in Power Hour news today, too, is Russia's built a new anti-satellite weapon. So you wonder if they're going to do the hard work and take down a lot of these tens of thousands of 5G satellites they're putting up. Because in the Russian pictures, they're spraying the streets like they do in China. I haven't seen any of that in pictures from the United States or here in Canada or anything. I haven't seen anything like it. But they're spraying the streets. And when you go to the hospital, the lineup to get in ambulances was like 15 hours long. The street was just piled with ambulances as far as the eye could see. Don't know if anybody's in them. Could be a propaganda photo. But big difference between what they say is a pandemic here and there. We've all heard about the doctors telling us all the things that they're forced to say, that they have to say it's COVID no matter how you die. Here in Canada, 90% of the victims of this disease, and I don't think we're forced as much as the Americans to lie about it, but significantly, 90% are over 60. 50% are from nursing homes. How much of the population lives in a nursing home? A fraction of 1%? Probably a small fraction of 1%. And they got 50% of the cases. Doesn't jive. Something's wrong with the numbers here. So there has to be another vector. And I say it before, I say it again, I think it's because they gave everybody the pneumonia vaccine last year. And the seniors got a 20% stronger dose. It's just my opinion, but it seems to make sense. And that's very important. And I think it's very important is DHS was funding this Wuhan lab. Okay, believe it or not, Obama stopped it in 2016. Trudeau and company was funding this Wuhan lab, less than $1 million. And in Canadian bucks, that's not a whole lot of your money. But we were putting all this in. All these people are agents of the beast system that's to come into play. And this is very important because your soul's on the line now. We're not talking about money or power or anything like that. It's your very soul that they want, your intellect, your complete ability to be human, to be, as I've said many times before, a carbon-based life form, not the coming silicon-based life form. That's the war. I call it the war of the multiverse. If you haven't read that, it's on my website. Just put multiverse in the little search engine on the blog page. It'll come up. And read what the war is. It's been going on for eons because it's a time-space war. It'll be in the past. It's in the future. It's being fought all over creation. We just feel it in our void that we're being captured. And we are captured. Wrote another blog a long time ago, too, that you know people might have laughed at it because it was so early in the scandal. I called it American Coup. That we've been captured. All of us. That there's a civil war being fought with a biological agent and propaganda. Overwhelming propaganda. It's just amazing how many people are just totally brain dead from this. That accept all these lies. And they can't turn it off because to them, TV is God. And I've explained to you many, many times about the Canadian scientist Marshall McLuhan, who basically wrote the book and all this stuff. This is the battle plans on how they control your mind. It's something to have, you know, like frontlets on your forehead to understand the weapons that are being deployed against you and how to act and react under their influence. But he said very clearly that Satan is the media. In Scripture, Satan is the prince of the air, and he interprets that as to be the prince of the airwaves. And that is part of where the battle is fought. And the easiest way to win it is to change the channel and turn off these corporate dictators who are trying to turn you into something completely antichrist. So there's grave concerns about these immunity passports. That will be, you know, no mark of the beast. You don't travel. You don't buy anything. You don't go anywhere. You know, I don't think that's what you want. And when you get it, believe me, you're not going to want it because then it'll be too late. And you'll say, boy, if I could go back in time, I'd do anything or change anything to get out of being in the beast system where we'll just be like a little creature inside an electric box. So part of it I said to Daniel on the break was, in Superman, the villains were in something that looks like an LP cover, glass, and you're trapped inside. That'll be your home. That's going to what it's going to be like for you. That'll be your new reality. This reality doesn't matter anymore. Daniel's analysis Tuesday was just spectacular about they don't need you anymore because they're creating money out of thin air. You're just an outdated workforce that'll be replaced by cyborgs, robots. Always said that right from, you know, when I understood the slightest bit of the concept of Star Trek and the Borg, is that's what they want for us, a colony of people that just plug into their little station to recharge their battery, get their instructions, and just mindlessly walk off and do work for whatever runs this. And as they said in that, those types of episodes, you will be assimilated. They'll try to trick us into it first. But then the iron fist will come out if necessary. The big thing, you know, we talk all the time on this show about your rights. The First Amendment has just been smashed to pieces where Google takes away anything about talking about 5G. You should really get a prison sentence for interfering with the First Amendment. I think like 10, 15 years breaking rocks in the hot sun on a chain gang in someplace hot and humid or out in the desert. That should be your lot in life for tampering with the First Amendment. The Second Amendment is there as the solve all problems when it gets too hot, but there's something the Second Amendment can't give you. Can't give you wisdom, and it can't give you courage. Because if you don't have those, it's a waste. You can have all the guns in the world, but if you don't have the wisdom to understand what's going on or the courage to stand up against it, it's a waste of time. It really is. And that's a shame. Because the Second Amendment means the founders understood something, although they didn't write it down per se as that. The ultimate law of existence in this dimensional plane is the law of the jungle. Might makes right. So when everything is cast aside and smashed to pieces, they gave you the Second Amendment so you would have the might to make the right, using the age-old natural law. And that's what they use against us, the law of the jungle, all the time. This is just unbelievable. There's a three-part thing that I think is happening. One is the greenies save the earth, because your carbon footprint's going to be reduced, because you ain't going to be doing much of anything in your prison cell home. The other thing is, this is a coup against we the people, because we won't be allowed to pick our next president. They've already, you know, Soros has already had Mr. Biden kiss his ring and probably other parts of his anatomy as the designated successor. And they don't want you showing up at the polls where you can say, like, how come, you know, you got an accent that really don't, you know, you speak a rare East Himalayan dialect here. Like, you know, what part of Chicago do you come from? No. It's going to be mail-in stuff or internet stuff, stuff that they can hack and control and take the White House by trick. No ID there. You have to have real ID just to leave your house, prove you got your chip, but not to vote. The other thing is we're coming very, very close to an economic collapse, because with all these jobs vanishing, you know, we're going to take this right to the limit. And what's going to happen to people when we go that far? The other big thing that this is a masterpiece. I hate to see it used, but it's a masterpiece. The social distancing and scaring the living crap out of people has turned everyone against. Everybody just looks at you like you're a plague carrier. The odds of you having a lethal dose of this are probably about as great as being struck by lightning, holding the winning lotto ticket. But they've instilled so much fear and panic in you that you won't unite. And it, by keeping you under house arrest, well, you can't have a rebellion either. Nobody's storming the Bastille, because as soon as somebody steps outside, well, right away you're a heretic because you broke the quarantine rules, and they're going to be on you for that. You know, I saw one lady on Alex Jones a couple days ago or something in North Carolina where she got arrested. Hey, look at her. What a wonderful woman. What a wonderful, beautiful, wonderful woman. The only one to stand up. I remember the Vietnam protest days, you know, riots in the city, fires everywhere, the big saying back then was, burn, baby, burn. Maybe I disagreed with a lot of what was going on back then, but, you know, that generation, they had a lot of guts. Because you had to stand up against the National Guard, the police, riots, tear gas, God only knows what beatings you took. And they were out in the streets. Because he didn't agree with a war that should never have happened in the first place. And then, they're going to conquer your whole country with a sneeze. Take everything you got, all your money, all your hope, all your freedoms, and one woman's got the guts to get arrested in the streets. Maybe she is a reincarnation of somebody from the Continental Army. It's hard to even begin to understand, you know, how everybody gets suckered into this stuff. And has, you know, won't say anything, do anything. They're just like, you know, little mice hiding in their corner, and they won't come out. Because I don't believe, and then, you know, Harvard saying it too, that these social distancing things are going to go away. And a lot of people say they don't work. It doesn't matter. Because this isn't going to be the human-to-human spread that they tell us it is. Because they're lying about the figures. Flu deaths in the United States dropped 15%. Okay, well, what happened? Because they're writing off flu deaths as corona. If anything even you sneezed and you somewhere in a few days before you died, well, that's coronavirus. Nobody's checking it. They're just saying that's what it is. And people blindly accept all these fakes. But as I said many times before, when the facts have to be fudged, the goose has to be cooked. And you're the goose. Get out of the oven. We'll see you on the flip side with Jack Mullen from Government Rag. Bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.